Commander's message. Women veterans deserve better. The fastest growing demographic among U.S. military veterans is not a minority. It's women. According to the last census, women comprise 50.8% of the U.S. population. VA estimates that by 2040, women will represent 18% of the military veteran population, up from just over 10% today. These numbers still tell us that the U.S. military is mostly a male institution. When civilian women see headlines about female soldiers being disproportionately harassed, abducted, or assaulted, it's understandable why many choose to not join the military. It is imperative for our national security that military service remain a viable and attractive opportunity for American women. Our all-volunteer force depends on it. Women who serve or have served in the past are legionnaires, neighbors, co-workers, and friends. They have earned the title veteran just as much as any band of brothers. Receiving a cervical screening at a VA facility should be as routine as a male receiving a colonoscopy. Same for maternity care, mammograms, and a host of services needed by veterans who possess XX chromosomes. In congressional testimony last year, the American Legion cited studies that have shown women veterans are at a higher risk for major depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, urogenital issues, and hormone imbalance that may lead to infertility or miscarriage. Katie Perswell is Deputy Director of Health Policy for the American Legion and an Army veteran. The findings she presented to the Health Subcommittee of the House Committee on Veterans Affairs should concern us all. 1 in 4 female veterans reported inappropriate sexual comments or behavior by male veterans on VA grounds, according to a Jacobs Institute for Women study. If you think this is a societal problem, you are minimizing the extent of what is happening in the veteran community. The same studies that revealed the 25% harassment rate among women at VA facilities found only a 5% rate at their non-VA counterparts. Moreover, a 2018 study found that 26% of women and 14% of men who work at VA experienced sexual harassment, highest among all federal agencies. These findings point to a larger systemic issue that is a confluence of lack of leadership and a complacent culture where incidents of harassment are unheeded, Perswell told lawmakers. On International Women's Day this year, VA Secretary Dennis McDonough delivered a promising message. We will provide a safe, inclusive, equitable environment for all employees and the veterans we serve, he said. We must make good on Lincoln's promise and our mission of caring for those who shall have borne the battle. That mission must be grounded in inclusion and diversity. If McDonough is serious, he will find a valuable and dedicated ally in the American Legion. James W. Bill Oxford, National Commander. Memoranda, Rally Around the Flag. The American Legion and the Citizens Flag Alliance are delivering illustrated social media messages to revive pride and awareness about the U.S. flag. The messages, which include historical notes, fun facts, and voices from history, can be found on the American Legion's Facebook pages and easily shared. Messages of pride in our nation's colors may also be submitted with photos at legion.org/legiontown under Rally Around the Flag, hashtag Rally Around the Flag. Pause for the Pledge. Pause for the Pledge Day 2021 takes place June 14th at 7 p.m. Eastern. Take a moment to recite and reflect. Consolidated Post Reports. Posts must submit their 2020-21 Consolidated Post Reports by July 1st to be included in the national totals for the reporting year. CPRs can be completed online at mylegion.org downloaded and mailed in, or scanned and emailed to dsforms@legion.org.